Question. Think so. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that, my friends, is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm drinking tea. See, last night I was making tea and it was getting a little weak, but I thought, no, I think I'll save these leaves for tomorrow morning. And, they've sort of lost their whole, the whole tea thing. Oh, well. So I'm going to be drinking some very watered down ginger made today as we do things like listen to the numbers. So let's go straight to the numbers lady and ask her, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 505, number 510, number 551, number 558, number 560, number 561, number 571. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady. And Pippa thanks you too, because Pippa has just arrived. Hello. Hello, kitty. What are you doing? You're just going to sit there, or do you want to do some kitty business? I don't know what's happening. Okay. We need to get down to business. We need to get down to some dubious business, Pippa. So, are you involved or not? Here's what's happening. Here's what's going on. I've got all kinds of good news and bad news and bad news and good news. I don't even know where to start. So let's just break it down as it happened. Yesterday, what did I do yesterday? Well, yesterday, we couldn't go outside because, well, frankly, it was just too windy. It was actually a pretty nice day. It was just much too windy to take a microphone outdoors. But after... What are you doing, Peppa? After Dubious Goals Committee yesterday, I was in some strange kind of mood. And for some reason, I decided to run down to the temple. I was sitting here thinking about tea, drinking tea and eating my lunch as I was eating my lunch and drinking tea. I was thinking about tea because I think about tea a lot because I like to drink tea. In fact, we better pour some more of this really weak ginger me. So I was thinking about tea and I was thinking about oolong and I was thinking about jiguanyin. And somehow that started making me think about Guanyin, the goddess, or the really technically the bodhisattva that the tea is named after. And then I started thinking, hey, isn't that statue that's right on the corner on that big plinth down there at like 38th and Sorensen, isn't that Guanyin? I sort of couldn't remember. I didn't even know. Regardless, because gasoline is so cheap during these pandemic times and because I was bored out of my mind and had nothing better to do, our little Tobster decided to run down to the temple. And this is, even though it's sort of far away, it's really quick for me to get to because I can just buzz down the Sorensen Expressway. It doesn't even take me 10 minutes to get down there. It's just sort of due east of my house. by about, let's see, what, 180th, the 90th, the 72nd, the 60th, to 48th. It's just about 5 miles. Just about 5 miles. So I run down there. Yeah, Pippa wants to smell the tea. Yeah, see, it's just my tea. So I run down to the temple, and I get a good look at the statue, and yeah, pretty sure it's Guan Yin. I mean, she's got the vase in her left hand, and she's pouring out the water, the pure water that purifies the world. And while I was down there, I noticed, oh, they got some more statues for their statuary garden. Okay, see you later, Pippa. But I didn't go in there and walk around and check it out. I'm going to save that for later, just because, you know, there was a lot of people there, and it's virusy, and I don't want to hassle anybody, and blah, blah, blah. But I did see I don't know what word to use here. I did see the nun that runs the place as I was driving away. And they have, yeah, like I said, they have new statues, and they have one of, I don't know the Chinese name for this form, but Hotei. In Japan, this particular dude is known as Hotei, or Budai. He's one of the seven lucky gods. He's the fat, smiling Buddha with the droopy ears, and he's usually carrying a burlap sack with a bunch of crap in it. That guy. So they have a big old statue of him, too, and a whole bunch of other statues that I couldn't really get close enough to see to identify, but that was still cool. But I will go back down there sometime soon. I kind of wanted to go back down there today and maybe drink some tea in the statuary garden. But no, I cannot go out today because it's way too hot. It's 90 degrees here today. I'm disappointed. I'm frightened. I'm full of all kinds of emotions. So we can't go down there today. I feel sad because I had all kinds of fun ideas. I was going to make some offerings to Guan Yin. Hang out and drink some tea. But the good news is, while I was down in that neighborhood, I noticed a few things. One, there were a lot of bottles all over the place. There was a lot of bottles around the temple. This isn't in the best neighborhood, and there's a lot of cheap liquor stores and stuff around, and not too far away from the temple, and I started picking up bottles. And how many did I find just standing outside of the statue of Guan Yin? I found like 8 or 9, but some of them were big, you know, like 300 milliliter hip flasks, glass, and a lot of the other little bottles that I found had been run over by a lawnmower. This, that, and the other thing. But I did manage to find a few. So I grabbed a couple of bottles. And then as I was leaving, I was driving up this other street. I was driving up, what was that, 42nd Street or 49th Street? I don't remember. Going sort of back to Sorensen Parkway. And I saw probably one of the most unusual signs that I have ever seen. I saw a sign that said, "Hug a horse." Yeah. And then it said underneath, it said 1 to 4. And I thought to myself, but I wanted to hug 5 horses. So I took a picture of the sign and I just drove on. You know, if I can't hug 5 horses, I'm not going to hug any. So don't feel bad for me. Yes, it's true that the bad news is we can't go outside because it's too hot and I will probably die. The other bad news is that I cannot hug a horse today. But the good news is, guess what's on TV? Let's punch it in.
Ask me.
Don't ask me.
Say, Didn't the girl see him?
What do you think? She said she got scared because I was groaning in my sleep. Hey, you know something, Fooge? I think maybe we're putting too much trust in Planet X.
That's right. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Yep, I think we're putting too much trust into Planet X. Don't you, Fooge? Yeah, that's right. Guess what's on TV today, right now? Godzilla vs. Monster Zero, starring Nick Adams, who likes to call his friend Fooge, which is always a great name, Fooge. So yeah, let's all just look for giant monsters.
Fuji, WSA.
Yes, sir. Same up.
Can we get over to that bungalow?
Not now, sir. Look out there.
2 week vacation, Costa Rica, see America. Uh-oh. There's an ominous blue glow coming out of the
Godzilla.
Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Godzilla too. Let's have some dramatic Godzilla music while Godzilla rises up out of the water.
Ready.
Yep, let's get all these soldiers out of the way so we don't get crushed by Godzilla.
Spaceship. What do you make of that?
Well, you just said it's a spaceship, so...
They were here already.
Oh, I knew it. We can't trust those dirty Planet Xers. Yeah, it's always Planet X. Always blaming Planet X. So I'm happy to say that I have Godzilla movies on for the next 13 and a half hours. 13 and a half hours of Godzilla films today. Yes, they're all the same ones that this channel always plays. But the funny thing is like 2 days ago, I was thinking, well, you know, we haven't seen a Godzilla marathon in a while. And I started looking for Godzilla movies. I was like, I was all disappointed. No Godzilla movies. So we're getting them today. Right, so yesterday, after I got home from picking up bottles and hugging horses and making various offerings to Guanyin, I got home, I started working on various projects, made myself tired, wore myself out pretty good, but I got a lot of stuff done. Got some bottles worked on. I've got almost 20 completed bottles now. And I started working on this other project. Of course, this is at 3 a.m. I have a flash of genius at 3 a.m. for this other little sort of weird side project that I've been thinking about, but haven't really been able to figure out how to put it all together. But over the last couple of days, I've had a couple of ideas, and then last night it all came together. So at 3 a.m., I'm running around my house looking for various strange materials to put this one thing together. And yeah, I got the weirdness going.
We are friendly, our aims are peaceful, and we seek to establish cooperation and eternal friendship between our two worlds.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
You got girlfriend, Planet X? Oh, it only hurts when I laugh. Okay, so enough of this nonsense. Let's get into some music or something or some tea or... Oh, thanks for not working, digital media that needs to buffer and load and be crappy. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get when you combine the Isley Brothers with Motorhead. And that was kind of awesome. Oh, yeah, and I just remembered. Yeah, yesterday. This happened yesterday, too. I had a very full day yesterday. It was exhausting. But at some point yesterday, I was watching some videos or some music or doing something, and I stumbled upon a guy by the name of Jamie Dupuis. Never heard of him, don't know who he is, but the reason he caught my attention is that he plays a harp guitar. And I said, what? That looks like a harp guitar. Sure enough, it is. And I don't remember what I listened to yesterday. Oh, no, yeah, The Doors. we gotta do some of this. Where did that go? This is actually really cool. I liked it a lot. I hope my digital media actually works and so we can hear it and it doesn't stutter like this. You suck, digital media. Pretty cool, right? I think I just figured out how those harp strings are tuned. Anyway, yeah, Jamie Dupuy doing People Are Strange by the Doors on a harp guitar. And I'm so happy because I've seen pictures of harp guitars and I've seen them in museums and stuff, but I've never actually gotten to hear anybody play one. So I'm very happy to see and hear this and meet this new person, Jamie Dupuy, who I have not actually met or don't personally know, but I think a person who needs to be in my new band. So, yeah. If I ever met this guy in real life, I think the first thing I would have to say to him would be something like, hey dude, do Little Wing. Because, you know, Hendrix. You gotta do Hendrix. If you got some kind of cool guitar, you're gonna have to do some Hendrix. Got a problem with this because he's not doing the whole damn thing on the harp guitar. That introduction was on something else, and now whatever the harp guitar's running through, it's running through a guitar synth or something, and no abort. However, I'm not willing to give up on the man yet, because maybe he wants to do The Wind Cries Mary. And if he does it only on harp guitar, that will be a good thing. But if he throws some other stuff in, we'll have to see. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Very cool. Very cool. Jamie Dupuy on the harp guitar playing The Wind Cries Mary. That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to hear. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Haven't seen him for a long time now.
Well, look harder.
Are you sure?
Yes. Is anything wrong?
The day my brother and Glenn left for Planet X, Tetsui said he was coming to see you.
Tetsui lied.
He hasn't returned since. No.
Hey, how long are you going to keep me locked up like this?
We cannot release you as yet. You'll understand.
Oh, such beautiful dialogue. This is why you never translate anything directly. Oh, I'm pretty excited about watching Godzilla movies today. I'm probably also going to have to listen to more of that guy, Jamie Dupuy, play his harp guitar. That's got me thinking about some other musical projects. I gotta work on some projects today. What do I need to work on today? I don't know. I don't know, but I got a lot of stuff to work on. I got those boxes over there. Wasn't Brian gonna contact me? Weren't we gonna do some stuff? Or is that next weekend? I got boxes, boxes, boxes. I got those two boxes. I'm being unproductive. I got projects to work on. And what was I going to use this computer for? I was thinking about some other stuff. Then I got this. I'm feeling very, I don't know, just sort of disjointed in general. Wow, here's a cool rocket landing scene in the movie. This looks like it's straight out of Thunderbirds. That's the other thing we haven't watched in a while. We got to watch some Thunderbirds films. I don't know. So anyway. Whew, I guess we're done with another Monday. Another Monday show on the Dubious Goals Committee. But stay tuned. Stay tuned, because coming up next, in just under 2 minutes, is Mix Remix with Harry Larry. And I always listen to that show as I'm eating lunch. What am I going to eat for lunch today? I'm not going to go outside and do anything. Was I going to go to the store the other day? I don't. Not in this heat. Not in this heat. It's way too early in the year for it to be this hot. Anyway, stay tuned for Harry Larry coming up next. As for me, I'm going to try to decode these wacky sounds. Orders.
You will please the Earth. Under our absolute control.
No,
and be governed as our colony.
No, I will
govern as a colony.
You're gonna. No, I don't think so. Yeah, that's a hubbub, rhubarb. And that's when they call in Emperor Tubbs, savior of the planet, and his trusty sidekick, Super Peppa the Yangy Cat. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.